ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Knick Knack finally got me to do something that she has been trying to get me to do for 21 years, you guys.
What's that?
Oh boy, what is
I can't
this?
I tell you. No.
I was going to say, is this like some Kama Sutra move?
Or? Oh, yeah. Finally, let me do it. You guys.
I mean,
let your imagination run wild.
What is this?
What happened? Oh, my gosh. Don't leave
it's not as sexy, you guys.
Did you like mow the lawn differently or
it
something?
It was a movie she's been trying to get me to watch for 21 years.
Wait, what is it?
Richard Gere's in it.
Oh, Pretty Woman.
My gosh, Pretty Woman.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, good movie.
Well, let's not go crazy.
Oh, no, come on. There's so many one-liners. I say slippery little suckers all the time.
Yes.
Like, that's one of my favorite
Cinda Blankenrella. Yeah, Nicole was reciting like so many lines from that Goofy
big
movie.
Big mistake.
Huge.
Big.
Huge.
Yes.
Huge.
Yeah. Yes. Come on. I just love that you know Pretty Woman.
It's a good one.
It was
good. I had a smile on my face multiple times throughout the show. And, you know, she was pointing out, if you watch that movie, there are so many mistakes in that movie.
Oh,
sure.
You're one of those
editing.
People.
Well, she would point him out. She would pause. She's like, get ready for this mistake. She takes a bite out of the pancake. When then they come back, the bite's back on the
gone.
Pancake. Like, it was like so many little things. That I was like, man, who edited this movie?
Edited, yeah. But Julia Roberts in that polka dot dress?
I mean.
Come on.
Banging,
yes.
Right?
Come on.
Both of them. Like, couple sexy arse people back in the day.
Dude. Yeah, Richard Gere was a good-looking dude.
And then
I went down a rabbit hole for about 45 minutes after, seeing if that gerbil story was true about Richard Gere.
Did you find anything?
It's false. Snopes debunked it. It's false. It was a rumor that was started way back in the 90s or 80s, whatever it was.
It's an awful rumor to
it's
have flown around
good.
About
a gerbil in the old booty.
This is not one
I was
you
like,
want.
Was that true?
Yeah.
But no,
it's crazy.
It's what's that?
Is what's his name? Jason Alexander, the guy that plays George Costanza
as
well.
Him in it.
He's such a goofy, funny guy in Seinfeld that seeing him play like a mean bad guy in that movie was so odd to me because I was not used to him in that role at all. And so seeing him like beat up Julia Roberts essentially, I was like, oh my gosh, what is that?
You hate him in that.
Spoiler alert. Sorry
Spoiler
for everybody.
Alert, yeah. But it was fine. It was cute. Now, you know, it's another check mark off her list of the old movies that she wants me to watch that I would never, ever watch. Well, all these girly chick flicks, you know. The whole time she's like, I can't believe you've never seen this. I'm like, at what point would you say that I would sit down with a buddy or by myself and be like, damn it, I need to watch Pretty Woman.
Not even with your sister, though?
No.
I know, and
that's
one,
even
like,
weirder.
It's just such a cult classic. You have to watch it to say you did. I mean,
yeah.
I love those movies because it's been so long since it came out now. There's all those like top 10 lists and stories about that movie that just catch
and
my attention.
Really, Katie, it's a dumb premise.
No, it's
really,
not.
Really stupid.
What do you
mean? It's so stupid.
A girl from the wrong side of the tracks meets the man of her dreams, and all of a sudden, she's
so
living in a
stupid.
Penthouse before anybody knows it. No, I love that. Like, they didn't even get along making that movie. Like, they hated each other. And so
really?
Yeah, they hated each other, mate, because she would show up late. She was young and she was in her party mode. Like, Julia Roberts was a known partier back in the day.
That's funny.
So she would show up to set hungover and didn't know her lines and stuff. And he just had it. He was so mad about it. But they took that tension and they made the movie even better. So, that's one of my favorites. I love
that
you watched.
I didn't know.
I love that for me, right?
Yes.
It was fine, guys. And like I said, it was a nice hour and 45 minutes. I had a smile on my face the entire time. So I enjoyed the movie. Will I ever watch it again? No.
No.
Am I going to memorize the lines? Probably
no.
not.
You just need to know the important ones. Again, yes. Slippery little sucker. That's
yeah.
one.
You
yeah,
got to make
the end sucked too. I thought
no, it
the
didn't.
End was so stupid.
There
what?
Wasn't.
They really like. We're like, we got to wrap this up.
I will say there wasn't enough closure at the
there
end.
There really
for
wasn't.
Me. It's like, oh well, are they going to see each other again? He's
yeah.
Like, yeah, kind of, maybe, yeah. probably.
And he's hanging out
know.
The roof of the limo. I was like,
I
this
know.
Is not like his character at all throughout this movie. He's like, oh, I love you.
That's so true. You got to make it through all the 90s little chick flicks, though. Have
yeah,
you seen
we
like
are.
Clueless and stuff?
Oh, I've seen that. Said, yeah. Okay. I think right. the next one for me is Bodyguard. She's got Bodyguard on the list with Kevin
you
Costner, which I love.
Bodyguard? They actually dated
again,
in
you
sound like,
when
oh
do you think I would be sitting down with myself or my buddies and be like, hey, let's put on the Bodyguard?
But
I feel
what?
Like listening to Whitney Houston singing like crazy.
Kevin Costner's all like on swole. He protects her. Like,
yeah.
there's some guy stuff in there, too. You
a
know?
Little bit, I guess.
It's thrown in.
Oh, need to watch that
you
one.
Sound like Nick Nack. You haven't seen this?
I can't believe it. And she goes, I'm going to put this on my list. And right? she gets out her phone. She goes,
and she's just like
Body
playing
God.
The song. And I.
Oh, no. Believe me, I had Roy Orbison going through my head a lot.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
a catchy song. I mean, it gets stuck in your head. That one gets stuck in your head.
Yeah, it sure does.
Well, good for you.
We
that's
gotta,
fun.
We got to do this code word here in a couple minutes. But Katie, I know... I love that you drove around for like 2 hours yesterday looking for our billboards,
sure
which was
did.
Funny to me.
I did, and I failed. I did it wrong.
You didn't find them.
I didn't find. Well, the
what's
thing
that all
is,
about?
The thing is I didn't realize that every 15 minutes were up there. I read the email wrong that said 48 seconds. So I was driving around to billboards and waiting for 5 minutes. I'm like, what the heck is this? And then I drive to the next billboard. What the heck is this? but I needed to sit at one billboard for 15 minutes. Minutes
they're digital
to see it
gotcha.
And that was my problem, so I drove all over. I was at Ball Arena, I was off 53rd and I-25, I went on I-70 a little bit out to Wadsworth. Like, I drove all over this metro area.
Did you at least like get some breakfast or something in an area that
yeah.
you don't normally
well,
go in?
No,
like...
I went right by my house. Like,
okay.
I went to Snooze, actually, which I haven't
oh,
been to
a good
in a
place.
Minute
yeah.
I had porridge. Do you even like
porridge?
I hadn't even
like
heard
porridge.
Porridge.
Porridge?
The only
porridge
time I'd
or
porridge?
Ever,
porridge.
What's porridge?
Porridge.
I had porridge.
I had porridge. Porridge.
Porridge.
Porridge.
Porridge.
Porridge.
Like
I
the three
even,
little bears.
Yes. I didn't even know it was a thing. I thought it was just a made up in the fairy tale type thing. And
no.
I went to Snooze and I was like, do you have oatmeal? It's not on your menu. And they're like, we have porridge. And I'm like, well, what is that? They're like, it's a grain. And yeah. I was
it's
like,
a
oh,
it's a grain,
no.
lady.
I was so confused. And so then I ate the porridge and I was like, okay, it's nothing to write to mom
nothing
about,
home,
right?
Nothing
but
to write home
it was
about,
like,
yeah.
I just like thought it was so funny because even everybody I talked to about it, they're like, I've never heard of anybody eating porridge. I was like, me neither.
Try out
no
three different
idea.
Chairs as well. This one's
know,
too stiff.
They bring you three bowls. This one's just right.
I just thought it was the funniest thing.
So
I
what
never
do they,
had
do
porridge.
You have a side with porridge or is it just a bowl of porridge?
You know what they did? So they made the porridge like a smoothie bowl. I love how I'm really
a
emphasizing the
well, yeah,
part.
Porridge?
Yeah.
What the
so
frick
they
is
put
that?
They put like a little swirl of peanut butter. They
yeah.
had some coconut.
Okay.
They had some cocoa flakes, a bunch of berries, some cream. So they really doctored this porridge up, and it was pretty good, but
well,
I really just wanted oatmeal.
Bland, yeah, it's bland as
yeah.
all get. It's like if you get the most plain oatmeal you can.
It's like cream of wheat without
yes,
anything.
That's
yeah.
exactly
yeah,
what
yeah,
it
yeah.
is. Yeah.
Which I love cream of wheat.
Yeah, yeah. I like
do you
cream
eat it just
too.
Normal, though?
I do. I actually just bought a box of cream of wheat because you know I bring oatmeal in
yeah.
every day. I was like, I'm going to mix things up this fall. I'm going to do cream of wheat.
Oh,
well,
look
you could,
at
but
you.
You'll put like berries and stuff in it, won't you?
Yeah, I don't think of. Well, maybe blueberries.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. See, you kind of doctored up a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
But that's funny. Bring me a bowl of your finest porridge.
I felt so like old timey prospector ordering
right, it
porridge.
Is. It is. Bring me some hardtack with that and a glass of dirty water.
And I was just trying to be healthy because I smashed a buffet the night before.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
like, I do not need
yeah,
any more fast food in my stomach. So that's why I had the porridge.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.